Jesus made it clear to his disciples to stay awake. And the reason? You do not know when the master of the house will come. To stay awake carries with it not just an absence of sleep, but a meaning of alertness and watchfulness. Being attentive and prepared, keeping watch. It's keeping watch in a manner totally unlike the current hype and what many think of with Hollywood's dazzling displays and special effects of what the end of the world would be like and its predictions. And if you know anyone who's alarmed or intrigued by all the propaganda that's gone on over the years, they're not staying awake in the manner in which Jesus commanded. They also won't be prepared for the false teaching that follows with it. That kind of teaching is dangerous for Christians. It's dangerous to souls. It should be marked and avoided, as Paul says in Romans. It does violence to Holy Scripture by ignoring the context of certain puzzling passages used to make plentiful predictions. And those seem to just be popping up over and over all the time. It's the same old tired doctrine found in so many false predictors. I'm sure you all remember the hype of 2000. Or the Mayan calendar in 2012. And another Christian radio host who had long predicted once in 1998, again in 1994, again in 2000, and then again in 2012. And yet, instead of being labeled, avoided, as a false prophet as he is, he's still regarded by many as someone worth listening to for over three decades now. Because that type of confusion makes millions of dollars, while misleading millions of hearts and minds from truly keeping watch on Christ's coming in his word. The truth is that Jesus will return physically, very visibly, to judge all humanity. Heaven and earth will pass away. The present world will be destroyed, so stay awake. And no self-made religion will save anyone. So keep watch. There will be no rapture, a misunderstood pop Christianity thing, whisking away Christians away from end time suffering. Rather, Jesus constantly reminds them it is after tribulation. They will endure suffering. The church will be hated for the Lord's sake and bear the brunt of suffering in the last days. But he also tells us that no human being will know the hour or the day or the year or even the century or millennium of Christ's return. Hear Jesus' words again very clearly. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is a God time. It is incalculable by us Christians. And there's a lot of useless expenditure of time, energy, trying to figure out when, or to listen to those who pretend they have it figured out. When his return does take place, when he calls you from this life and death, the worst thing possible is to be caught asleep. That is, spiritually asleep. So stay awake. Keep watch. Not trying to guess when, but rather knowing who is coming. The master of the house. He is, first of all, your master and owner because he made you. As the psalmist proclaimed, you created me in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. You're not an accident of creation. You didn't just happen to form in some evolutionary process. You are creation of the one true God. He is the owner of the house and he is coming back for you. Secondly, he is the owner of all that you have because he has bought you. He bought you with a great price of his eternal death. As God told the Christians at Corinth, he proclaimed that they should flee from sexual immorality. And he gave this reason, a reason that needs to be regarded by many, especially Christians. In regards to morals in our thought process and culture, he says, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you. You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Thirdly, he is the owner of all that you are because he has called you and redeemed you in holy baptism. He has gifted you with the gift of faith and the forgiveness of sins. By his word of promise, you are born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus because of his great love for you. God made us alive in Christ, even when we are dead in transgressions. He is the owner of the house who has made you, bought you, and remade you. You don't know when he will come, but you do know who is coming, the Lord, the master of the house. That knowledge means everything when it comes to keeping watch. The one thing needful for staying awake is to know the one who is coming back, the master of the house. Not to know him is to be asleep at your post. No matter how energetic, no matter how exciting or engaging one's plans and pursuits and pleasures of life may be, apart from Christ, we're asleep walking through life. The worst thing possible is to be caught for eternity, sleeping in that manner when Christ returns. So stay awake. Remain alert. Hear the gospel. Receive the forgiveness of sins from the Lord of the house himself. It's like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home, he puts his servants in charge, each with his own work. So stay awake. How are you doing in that regard? Are you awake and watching for the master of the house to come? Don't think about your spouse or your children or anyone else in your family or friends. Think about your own heart, the week you've just lived, the reason you're here today. Where so many think of themselves, so many get greedy and pursue products a day after giving thanks for what we have. Think of your own death, because death does come suddenly. Comes in parking lots, tragically. It even comes on military bases. Comes from terrorists and wars and fights of evil. It comes through raging fires, and it occurs on our Wisconsin highways. It comes through heart disease and cancer. We all know that death is just a bit ahead for ourselves and everyone we know. What we don't know is when. There was a parent of a 10-year-old boy that was told their son had brain cancer and was given just a few months to live. The response of the mother to the doctors gave great witness, for she was watching the master of the house to come for him. She said, as long as God wants to lend him to us, we are willing to have him. Some die as babies, some die as children. Some die as young people, some as old. The main thing is that we know what lies ahead in eternity. Do you have that kind of certainty of what lies ahead? Are you watching for the Lord of the house to come to you? You see, the house that we've picked to live in is not your house for eternity, and it won't last forever. The possessions and pictures and keepsakes that we hold so dear are not lasting possessions. Because this is true, the stress in our text and in the scriptures is not so much on the final day, but on faithful living each day. St. Augustine said that one day God was concealed from us that we might keep close watch over the other days of our life. The watchfulness is not a constant worry about a decaying society or political corruption or violence in the world or how and when death will come to us. The watchfulness that we have is to just keep receiving Christ's love and life while tending to our daily duties. Keep awake, for Jesus is coming and he's giving you to care for your spouse, to teach your children, to attend to your studies, to serve in your vocations, to confess your sins, to return to Him and continue to receive those gifts, and to attend to daily prayer, and even to care for your body in sleep. The sinner who hopes in Christ to deliver him or her from their transgressions is alert, even when sleeping, because of God's gift of faith. To watch for the master of the house to come for us is to take care that no one misleads us. To watch how we use the scriptures and catechisms in our homes. To watch how ready we are to forgive our enemies. To watch how our tongues go forth into action. Watch our heart's contentment and to trust God's care. To watch for the owner is for us to watch with an unceasing diligence over all that God has given to you and to do. And that, dear Christians, leaves you with absolutely no hope in regard to your record keeping of watching. When it comes to watching, we are all too often like the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, nodding off at times, falling asleep, getting tired of the things of the world. The hour of redemption was at hand and they never saw it coming. The history of the world in that garden was at its apex, and they couldn't stay awake for just a couple of hours to keep with Jesus before he went to the cross. So we also, when we try to depend on our own strength and our own watching, we get in arrogance and we can despair. Our hope cannot be how well we've watched, but we do have a certain hope. He gives us to watch for him. He says, when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Because the end times aren't to be feared like so many books and literature and Hollywood were movies. It's a time of a homecoming. It's a time of complete joyful fulfillment, because the master of the house continues to keep watch over you, and his watchfulness is perfect. We read in the Psalms that the Lord neither slumber nor sleeps. Your readiness is not dependent upon yourself, but upon his perfect watching over you right now, on Christ interceding for you right now. The last days, the end times, aren't a trap. He's not coming to publicly expose you, nor to humiliate you for your sin. Because that public exposure and humiliation already happened upon a cross for the world to see. And that was for you. Your baptism into that death is your record, was published for all to see. Your baptismal record is clean. It's a record that says the Holy Son of God was condemned and punished and damned, and he set right all that you have and forgives you. He gives you his record. He's giving you a clean slate. My salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. Or as Jude writes, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. He came once to take away the sin of the world. He continues to come to serve you the fruits of redemption of his body and blood, and to keep you in faith. And he will come again to take you home, to gather his people from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. The one man with an eternal future has invited you into his future, and it will never wear out. And that makes each day on earth a precious gift from the Lord, the master of the house. That gives you every reason to continue your pilgrimage with watchfulness and a confident trust that he is watching for you. Attempts to predict Christ's return are so very dangerous and contrary to Christ's teaching. For you see, even the year 2019 just a few weeks ahead may never come. So stay awake. He could come back today. What is absolutely sure is that the master of the house, Jesus Christ, is sure to come to take you, his precious bride, his children home. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.